You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
But on to some strange news. Now, this happened in the US, but it was on the news late last week. A man came home one day to his house and was shocked to find that his house had been broken into. Now, I've had my house broken into before. It sucks. There's nothing worse than feeling that kind of violation where someone's been through your house.
Now, I would freak.
Yeah. In this particular instance, he came home and found that nothing was missing. Nothing was stolen. It's like they hadn't taken anything. However, the house had been cleaned top to bottom. It had been tidied completely. Bathrooms cleaned, rugs vacuumed, everything in pristine condition, neat and put away. And they even left a small little rose made out of toilet paper on the toilet roll.
I love this so much. It's like a neighbor was so sick of seeing their neighbor's house like dirty, you know, through the front door or through the window or something. And they're like, I'm going to break in.
It could just be like a friend who like they have around a lot, and then the friends finally like, oh my God, you can't live like this anymore.
Now, he said that the security system wasn't set, so cameras would have set the alarm off, but they didn't. However, there was timestamps on the door sensors that indicated whoever it was stayed in the house and cleaned
it.
It's
like a fancy house.
Cleaned it for about 90 minutes.
Wow.
An hour and a half, like, cleaning this house. So, yeah, he does think that maybe he has changed the locks and stuff like that, and maybe someone who left the door unlocked and maybe a cleaner got the wrong address or something. And then he just came in.
Or like a cleaning service just came in. This is the one.
Yeah. They just like came into the house. Like, well, it's unlocked and it needs cleaning, so I guess I'll just do it. And didn't realise it was the wrong house.
Oh, my goodness. I want to find out who this home invader is. I actually cleaned my room yesterday for the first time in many months.
I saw you put it on Instagram.
I did.
But also quite confusing for this particular case is his kitchen was left untouched and still quite dirty.
Oh.
So he's like, if it was a cleaning service, why wouldn't they clean the kitchen?
Mm.
So it's weird that only some rooms were clean and some were not. Makes you wonder what kind of psychopath does this.
At the same time, our office has a cleaning service and I see them definitely skip huge sections of it on a Tuesday morning. I'm on to you lot.
But I was thinking though here on Big Breakfast, because we do tackle the big issues on the show, and I was thinking about you know, this is someone's, you know, could have a serious, like, you know, OCD type habit where they just want to clean
break
things.
Into people's houses to clean it.
Like, how serious must that be? Like, oh, I've got to clean.
What if it becomes an epidemic?
A cleaning epidemic.
Yeah. Well, like, they become like Jack the Ripper, but they just clean stuff.
Send them to the studio for a start. That'd be quite handy, actually.
Because
you're here. But wow. No, so have you got any sort of obsessions like cleaning? That you think go above and beyond, like, the regular kind of thing. Like,
I'm doing the nod. I've got the nod.
You got the nod. So you got some things that you do obsessively.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, things that you obsess over. I mean, you might not break into someone's house to do them, but, I mean, you might think about it, or you might go to someone's house and see mess and think, I want to clean that.
Maybe you obsess over breaking into houses.
Maybe you do.
Ooh.
So message in so we can alert the police.
Monday is here.
But don't worry, Luke, Rach and Cam are here to make those working week blues go away.
It's Big Breakfast on Joy.
You're listening to Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Yeah, you are. And we're talking about obsessive behaviour because in the US a man came home to find his house broken into, which is very distressing, but nothing was stolen, nothing was taken, nothing was robbed, it was just cleaned. The bathrooms and bedrooms tidied, complete with a little rose made of toilet paper in the toilets.
It's so interesting that this was the US. When you first started telling us about this, I just immediately was like, oh, well, this clearly happened in the UK. I don't know why. I just thought that was such a London thing.
No, it definitely happened in Boston.
Boston.
Massachusetts.
So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. So we wanted to know about, you know, things that you get obsessed over or obsessive about. Now, Rach, you've got a little something that you're obsessed over.
So if my statement before about cleaning my room for the first time in a few months didn't sink in, I'm not necessarily the tidiest person. I'm clean, but I'm not tidy. But at work, I have this obsession with this one. So there's two light switches next to each other. And every time I walk past it, whether I have a rag in my hand or not, I always clean the top of the light switches just in case there's dust on them. Like someone might see dust on the light switch. I don't know what it is about this particular surface, but it cannot be dusty.
That's pretty fair. There's a lot of surfaces where I always know that they gather up a lot of dust and I'll just give it a quick handover if I'm walking past.
Yeah, but we have like benches and benches that are covered in hair and product and whatnot, but it's these two light switches that I'm just like, nah, gotta always like run my finger or rag across it to make sure that no one sees any dust on it.
See, it's interesting that yours comes from work because mine comes from work as well. With working in visual merchandising for my day job, it's really hard for me to go into a shop now and not fix visual merchandising.
Or like any shop, not just your own.
Not just my own. Like I'll be at a shop and be like, oh, well, that should be straight in that. Or, oh, this is, like when I hang a clothes on the clothes hanger, I'll notice one that's around the wrong way. I'll just be like, well, I'll just fix that for you really quickly. Because, you know, as someone who works in it, I'll be there in the shop doing it and I'll turn around, I'll watch a customer like fully like clothesline an entire shelf of product, leave it lying there and then walk out. And I'll be like, oh, what the hell? And so when I'm out there, I'm like, I will be a helping hand to others like me.
And your work does creep into those obsessive natures outside of work too, though, because I do a lot of editing and a lot of writing and stuff as well. So I look at like grammar and spelling and stuff like that quite seriously as part of my job. And then so when I'm online, like reading articles, if I see a typo or like an incorrect piece of grammar, like a comma in the wrong spot or something, or that could have been a semicolon, I get really kind of angry about it. I can't fix it because it's not my website. So I'm looking at it going,
you get like obsessive over it.
I do. It really annoys me and it makes me really judge that publication. I'm like, ugh, the quality is so low. I get really angry about it.
I think yes. I can remember like all the books that I've read and where I've noticed a typo or a spelling mistake. And I'm like, someone is paid so much money to make sure that doesn't happen. There's one in one of the Harry Potters that I still remember. It's in the second book and there's this really bad typo and I think it's like the fourth chapter and it's always stood out to me where I'm like, this is like one of the biggest selling.
In that case, you just really want to throw the book at them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's literally a book. But I have another one that I don't like as well that I think this is pretty common though. You know, on like, especially with iPhones, on Apple devices, there's little notification bubbles, little red ones that pop up when you have like a message and it's like a one or a two or like an email or other apps that have notifications. If I have, you're both looking at your phones now and it's freaking me out. If I have any on my phone that are showing, oh, so you got so many.
1,563.
That's so many.
It's because I have junk mail that comes through.
Delete it.
I don't have time.
Delete it.
Turn notifications off. Like that would upset me so much.
I literally only have one at the moment and it's freaking me out, but it's because I have to update my watch.
Yes,
like I have a system update.
So I haven't checked my email or messages for a while. So I've got a couple, and it's irritating me. One email, one message, and it's bothering me looking at that.
I already this morning during the songs went through and checked my emails just to clear out all four of my emails. Cleared them out.
Yeah. So this one has 1,563. I've got three on that one, three on that one, five on that one, two on that one.
That triggers me. That's so bad.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.